This is Matt Rice with the Marketline Report for March 10th. Taking a look at yesterday's crop report, traders are keeping an eye on those higher interest rates as they continue to grow. Let's go to Virginia McCathy from the floor of the CME in Chicago as she explains more on the grain market.
Reporting to you on the grain market, today we had the crop report for March. Let's start with soybeans. It was lower. The heavy Brazilian crop really started the day out, even before the report came in, was 10 cents lower. So that's 5 days in a row the market came down. So it certainly looked like there was an idea that there wasn't going to be anything positive about this report. So the U.S. dollar is so strong, really weighing heavy on these prices.
In those Chicago markets, July wheat prices closed the day down 3 at 460 and 3 quarters. Chicago July corn prices were down 5 and a quarter to finish the day at 374 and a half. Prices in Portland for soft white winter wheat of ordinary protein for August new crop were down 3 to unchanged, ranging from 469 and 3 quarters to 478. Hard red winter wheat with 11.5% protein future prices for August new crop were down 3, ranging from 548 and 3 quarters to 563 and 3 quarters. DNS wheat with 14% protein prices for August new crop were up 2.5, ranging from 667 and 3 quarters to 672 and 3 quarters. August live cattle finished the day up 35 cents at 102.27 and a half. May feeder cattle were up $1.77.5 at $123.92.5 to close the day. May Class 3 milk was down 21 cents at $16.04.
Thanks for listening to the Marketline Report. This is Matt Rice.